Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 101 Questions to Ask Before You Get Engaged by H. Norman Wright is a premarital relationship guide written for couples considering engagement and marriage. Framed around a structured set of 101 questions, the book helps partners examine whether they are truly compatible before making a lifelong commitment. Its focus is practical rather than theoretical. Instead of offering general advice about dating, it directs readers towards specific conversations about values, family background, faith, finances, conflict, future goals, and expectations for marriage. The book is especially associated with Christian relationship counseling, but its central concern is broadly relevant to any couple who wants to avoid entering engagement with unresolved assumptions. Wright presents engagement not as a formality, but as a serious decision that should follow honest evaluation. The result is a guide that functions less like a romantic handbook and more like a relationship assessment tool, encouraging clarity before commitment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using structured questions to test readiness for engagement. The book is built around the idea that commitment should be preceded by careful inquiry, not emotional momentum alone. Wright treats engagement as a major life decision that deserves the same seriousness people would give to other long-term investments. The 101 questions are not random prompts. They are organized to help couples examine whether they understand one another at a meaningful level. This structure matters because many relationships function well on attraction, chemistry, or shared routines, but those strengths do not automatically reveal whether two people can build a stable marriage. By turning preparation into a sequence of concrete questions, the book creates a disciplined process for discovery. It gives couples a way to move beyond assumptions and surface-level compatibility. That approach also makes the book usable in counseling, premarital classes, or private discussions, since readers can work through the topics gradually instead of trying to cover everything at once. The central insight is that clarity before engagement is preferable to regret after marriage. Secondly, examining values, beliefs, and spiritual compatibility early. A major portion of the book is devoted to underlying beliefs, especially values, moral outlook, and faith. Wright assumes that differences in these areas can become difficult if they are ignored before marriage. The point is not that couples must agree on every issue, but that they should know where agreement is essential and where difference can be negotiated. In the Christian context, spiritual compatibility receives special attention because faith affects decision-making, family life, priorities, and expectations for the future. The book encourages readers to discuss personal spiritual history, convictions, and the role religion will play in the relationship. That emphasis is practical because spiritual assumptions are often treated as private matters until marriage exposes their influence on daily life. By addressing them directly, the book reduces the risk that one partner silently expects the other to change later. The broader implication is that deep compatibility includes worldview, not only personality. A relationship can appear healthy on the surface, while still being divided at the level of purpose, moral standards, and spiritual direction. Thirdly, preparing couples for money, work, and future planning discussions. The book also treats practical life management as a core relationship issue rather than a secondary concern. Topics such as finances, career direction, daily habits, and future planning appear because marriage requires joint decisions in ordinary life, not just emotional support. Wright recognizes that financial attitudes can reveal deeper differences about security, responsibility, spending, generosity, and control. Likewise, questions about work and long-term goals help couples see whether they envision the same kind of life together. This is important because many conflicts in marriage are not caused by dramatic disagreements, but by recurring patterns around money, workload, and expectations. The book encourages couples to ask not only how they currently live, but how they expect to live after marriage. That includes housing, lifestyle, family size, and future ambitions. The value of this section lies in its realism. It brings attention to the practical systems that sustain a household. Rather than assuming that love will solve planning problems, the book shows that compatibility must extend into material and logistical decisions. Fourthly, handling conflict before marriage becomes a pattern. One of the book's most important contributions is its attention to conflict resolution. Wright does not present disagreement as a sign that a relationship is failing. Instead, he treats the way couples handle conflict as one of the best predictors of future stability. The book encourages open communication, careful listening, and honest reflection on each person's role in recurring tensions. That is a more useful approach than merely avoiding arguments, because unresolved conflict does not disappear after engagement. It usually becomes more visible as shared responsibilities increase. By asking couples to discuss how they react under stress, how they apologize, and how they recover after disagreement, the book helps them identify whether their patterns are constructive or damaging. This is especially valuable because many couples know how to enjoy one another, but have not learned how to disagree without escalation. Wright's framework suggests that marriage depends not on never fighting, but on building habits that protect trust during conflict. The result is a practical model for evaluating emotional maturity as well as relational compatibility. Lastly, facing family history, past relationships, and personal fears honestly, the book goes beyond present preferences and asks readers to consider the past experiences that shape how they enter marriage. Questions about family background, previous relationships, stress, and fears matter because people do not come into engagement as blank slates. Their upbringing and relationship history influence communication style, expectations, boundaries, and emotional reactions. Wright uses the questions to help couples uncover those influences before they become hidden sources of misunderstanding. For example, a person who grew up in a high-conflict home may bring a different view of disagreement than someone raised in a calmer environment. Someone hurt in a previous relationship may carry caution, mistrust, or unrealistic hopes into a new one. The book does not treat these histories as disqualifying by themselves, but it does treat them as essential to discuss. That makes the process more honest and less idealized. The practical benefit is that couples can identify vulnerabilities early and decide whether they can address them together. In that sense, the book is not only about compatibility, but also about self-knowledge and emotional responsibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples who are seriously considering engagement, as well as premarital counselors, pastors, and small groups working with relationship preparation. Its main value is not in offering abstract advice about love, but in providing a concrete framework for hard conversations that many couples avoid until it is too late. Readers gain a clearer view of whether they share assumptions about faith, money, conflict, family, and long-term goals. That practical clarity can prevent rushed decisions and reduce the chance of discovering major incompatibilities after commitment, compared with many relationship books. It stands out for its direct, question-driven format and its willingness to address the possibility of calling off an engagement if necessary. It is less focused on romantic encouragement than on careful discernment. For readers who want a structured premarital tool rather than general dating advice, it offers one of the most usable and focused approaches in its category. Its strength is that it turns emotional uncertainty into organized reflection. If you would like to support H. Norman Wright, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.